Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by introducing the redesigned CatholicSingles.com, featuring new ways that put the spotlight on the person and their faith, not just a profile picture. For the past 20 years, faithful Catholics have used CatholicSingles.com, and the reimagined CatholicSingles.com website is ready to help single Catholics take the next step in sharing meaningful relationships with other faithful Catholics. Remember, CatholicSingles.com, for faith, fellowship, and love.
Madhaba. Welcome to episode 0 of Live a Little. Before we dive into the interviews, I wanted to talk about why I decided to create a podcast that talks about sharing the faith when the church seems to be in a deep turmoil. When we had our third baby, about 4 years ago, it was the time when we had the family on the synod. Before the synod even started, the internet was abuzz with talks about how the church was going to change its teaching on marriage and the contraception will be accepted from now on. And it was just so many articles, comments, podcasts on this. Then one night after I put the baby down, newborn, in the middle of the night, I got up to feed him and went back to bed and I couldn't sleep. I kept thinking about the synod and I kept thinking about how if the church's teaching on marriage and contraception changed, that would mean that Christ is not able to keep his promises. And I thought, Lord, I have nowhere else to go. This is the end. How can I possibly worship a God who cannot even keep his own promises? I said, I will just become an atheist like that. This is how I see the Catholic Church. She either has the fullness of truth or she doesn't. The morning came and my wise husband once again pointed at the crucifix and how he told me Christ defeated death. You think he cannot defeat the meddlesomeness of sinful man? And I realized, you know what? It is not my call to be constantly worried about these things. I am not a cardinal. I am not a bishop. I am not a priest. I am not a theologian. I'm a simple wife and a mother. But I still have an immense call from the Lord. I realized then our main concern is the laity, is to spread the joy of Christ and fulfill the Great Commission. At the end of the day, that's our call. Of course, we must remain informed. We still worry about the state of the church, of course. And we must still pray and fast and offer reparations and hold the our leadership accountable. But at the end of the day, our daily lives matter more, and how we witness the love of Christ. Because remember, in the Gospel of St. Matthew, our Lord said, all authority in heaven and earth on earth has given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always to the close of the age. I mean, this is our charge. It's not just for the religious. It's for all of us. After I converted in Turkey, I remember a few Christian friends and I used to bake these hollowed out cookies. You know, there's all these recipes on the internet. I haven't baked them for ages, since Turkey, actually. And then we would make these little tiny Easter baskets and we would explain in a little card why these cookies were hollow, like the tomb of Christ. And then we would distribute these Easter baskets in Turkey to the shopkeepers, to our neighbors. And it opened so many doors of evangelization. And I did this in Turkey. And now I live here in America. I am so blessed to live in America. And then I look around my neighbors. Most of them don't go to mass. Most of them don't go to church. And I always assumed that that's why they already know. And that's why they're not going to church. But how would they know if no practicing Catholic or no faithful Christian has ever shared with them, has never approached them, has never felt them welcome? So this is why the Lord gave me the idea about the podcast a year ago. Like, we need to learn how to evangelize and share our faith better. And I don't know this. Like, I mean, how do we do this? I mean, Catholic Church is not in a favorable light. I'm an introvert, and I don't really like talking to people. I get nervous, as you probably can tell now. And even if I am willing to talk to people, I'm afraid of offending my friends and my family. And sometimes I just don't feel like talking to people. So how do we share the faith? Or is it just about talking? Or are there other ways we can share the faith? You may know that I was raised Muslim and I became an atheist once my parents got a divorce. And later, when I was at the age of 19, for the first time in my life, I met a Christian. And this woman had moved from America, had left her lucrative job just to preach the gospel in Turkey. She moved, she and her husband moved with their kids thousands of miles away in this hostile country to preach the gospel of Christ. And because of that love, I am where I am today. My life eternally changed because of this woman, because she was willing to give up everything she had for the glory of God. And I want to have that passion. I want to have that love for the Lord. And I want to learn how to make this love come out so others can have the life that was given to me through this woman. A while ago, I came up with 7 steps, 7 B's of evangelizing Muslims. But then I realized we can actually use this for evangelizing everybody else. If you have a family member who doesn't want to go to church or who doesn't want to listen to you, or if you have people around you, you can actually share the faith, but you find it very hard. I think these steps could be helpful to all of us. So I call them 7 B's. The first one is be prayerful. Of course, we always start with prayer. We always go to the foot of the cross, because what can we do without spiritual, supernatural health? Be faithful. We need to live faithful, virtuous lives before we can even ask people to join us. Be joyful. People need to see the joy of Christ in your face. In the book of Ezra, it says, "The Lord had made them joyful and had turned the heart of the king of Assyria to them." That supernatural joy that we get from grace and the sacraments is something visible to others. And be respectful. Try to see where people are and be respectful of their place in life. Be purposeful. One of the things Jesus did always was to ask questions. The Pharisees, his followers, he always asked questions. So ask purposeful questions. Be genuine. Be humble. Do not try to win an argument unless it is initiated by the other side. And remember, we are trying to proclaim the good news and peace of Christ. And be peaceful. I mean, the gospel sounds like folly to ears that have never heard of a God who is willing to die for his creation. Don't give up. Don't get frustrated. Claim the peace of Christ. And be hopeful. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit, St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians. I mean, we need to remember that we cannot convert or save anyone. That lady who spent countless hours with me talking about Christ was not the one who witnessed my conversion. She was thousands of miles away when I was baptized and became part of the Christian community. If we are blessed enough to be part of someone's eternal journey, we should be thankful that God led us in his kitchen so we can help him cook. It's a privilege to be part of the process. But the Holy Spirit is the ultimate cook. Once we have done all the Lord has asked us to do, we should step back to let the divine cook finish his job and let free will take its toll. Remember, with men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. There is this painting, it's one of my favorites. You've probably seen it many times before, but for the first time I saw it, it was at St. Paul's Cathedral in London. It's called Light of the World and was painted first by Holman Hunt. And Christ stands outside of this old door in this painting, and the door is covered in vines, and clearly nobody has entered through this door for a long time. And he's holding a lamp, our Lord, and knocking on the door. And this painting reminded me that the Lord is knocking on everybody's door. And then as his children, all we need to do is to help people hear his knock. We can't push people, we can't pull people to go open the door, we can't force them. But maybe if we calm that noise enough in their spirits, in their souls, they will hear the knock and maybe one day they will answer. So Live a Little podcast is where we can learn more about how to share the good news that God became man to bring us to eternal life. I mean, if we can help only one person open the door to Christ, it will be worth all the work. But before we can even lead people, we need to become alive in this dead world. As Chesterton said, a dead thing can go with the stream, but only a living thing can go against it. If you would like to join me in becoming more alive in Christ so that we can bring others to life, please subscribe to Live a Little podcast and leave a review. Also, please consider becoming a patron on Patreon, not only to help me offset the cost of podcast production, but also to create a community where we share our common struggle. Thank you for listening. Let's live a little and bring the lost to life together.
BritBox Media Programming is brought to you by Jack Kane Ford. Find your next Ford Tough vehicle at caneford.com. Woodhill Community Center. Have a hand in the heart of the city. Support their mission with your donations at woodhillcommunitycenter.org. Toyota in Nicholasville Superstore. Online consultants are standing by right now to help you find your next Toyota. Visit Toyota on nicholasville.com. Lexus of Lexington, home of the best-selling Lexus IS. Find yours today at lexusoflexington.com.